Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 68th Cannes Film Festival, and I'm joined by Shin-Soo Won, director of Madonna. Okay, so the first question is for our listeners' sake. It would be great if you could summarize the story of your film, Madonna.
Madonna는 그 VIP 병동에서 일하는
Madonna is working in a VIP building in a hospital. She meets Cholho, who is the president and the older man who has been for 10 years blocked in his bed and he's still maintained alive. Despite his hard time and his pain that he has to endure. And he actually needs an organ transplant. And that's when there is a patient called Mina who is brain dead and who comes into the ER. She's pregnant and Herim is looking to her for a relative of that person in order to have an organ transplant.
I'm going to ask you about the film and how it was made later on. But as a first question about the film, I think I can't stop from asking you about the feminist themes that I think run, that are really important in the film. And I found them to be very important in the film. And if I could ask you to elaborate on this theme of feminism and how inspires your filmmaking and inspired your film, Madonna.
그거는 아닙니다. 왜냐하면 제가
No, because actually I'm a woman, so as a woman I know that there is some discrimination in our society towards women, but I made this film not because I'm a feminist. For example, I always knew that one day I would like to depict the life of women in general, and you know, there is a big change of life for women when they have a child, and myself also, because I'm a mother and I have a child, but not, it's not really because I am a strong feminist that I made that movie.
And let's talk about that, the leading character and, you know, having the theme of having a child, but also more in general then. I'd like to know what inspired this particular story and these particular characters, because in their own way, they're all very unique and they all have very distinctive traits.
글쎄요, 그 평소에 제가 그 뭐냐면
Actually, when usually I heard about people in when my friends and I, we are talking, whenever I hear some special or really particular story, my imagination is in ebullition. And for example, I had a friend who was working in a plant, and she was talking about a very fat girl who was bulimic, and she lived with her in a room, and she apparently were very dirty, and she was, whenever she ate something, she didn't clean her plates. So she was ugly, she was fat, but despite that she wore very too much sexy clothes. And of course that person was different from Mina's character, but I wondered how and why that person became like that. So it was very interesting to me, because, you know, bulimia, I think it's an illness that every woman has in a way, because, for example, me too, I suffered from bulimia a little bit when, for example, I had a project in cinema and that it didn't, the project didn't, wasn't made after all. So when my friend was talking about that girl, because she really didn't like her, but on the contrary, I thought that something made her like that. So I wondered what it was, and that led to the creation of Mina's character. But it was only the bulimia and my imagination which created that character. And it was also the same for Herim and Sang-woo. Their characters, I didn't want them to be just a normal, usual characters that we always see, because I thought that it wouldn't be really interesting. And so I wanted to have different characters than what we are used to see a lot of times. So I really wanted to have special characteristics in each of my characters, especially, for example, people that we can see in the real life.
I think a final question. I think one of the things that really got to me about the film was that it's very honest in its portrayal of very uncomfortable sequences. In other words, some sequences are so brutal and even physical, in an even physical way, that sometimes it's very hard to watch. Is that a way that you use to provoke the audience into feeling something for the story, for the characters, and for your film?
자극보다도 그 되게 뭐냐면은 그렇게 된 이유가
Actually, I don't know it's really provocation, but the reason why you think like that, it's because of the scenario, because at first it didn't really work out well. So I was preparing also a documentary, a TV documentary about single mothers, and during my investigations, I met some single moms who were in really extreme situations, and especially also I was, someone told about, told me about a pregnant prostitute who sold her body, and it was really a shocking fact for me. So then I rewrote my scenario. I made some modification, and of course I never met that real prostitute, but I imagined what her life could be, and I thought that maybe she was raped to have been pregnant. And so that character, that person, was overlapping, and was was together, mixed together with the bulimic woman who worked in the plant. So maybe in my psychology, in myself, I have a violent mind, I don't know. Because before, I really liked joyful, bright movies, and more and more, I am more attracted to dark movies.
Okay.
Well. 그렇지만 저는 폭력을 싫어합니다.
But I don't like violence.
Good. That's a good thing. Thank you very much. It was a great pleasure talking with you. I wish you all the best. Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.